This is a May Luna Media production. You're listening to Love, Light, and Black Holes. I'm your host, Morgan Garza, here to remind you of your disco ball soul so you can dance with your darkness. If you're sick of love and light spirituality like I was, you're in the right place. We keep it real, go deep, and give voice to your shadow so your light shines even brighter. Enter the void. Welcome to another episode of me exploring my soul out loud and giving you all of the magic that is happening in between my ears, in my heart, and in my body. I am so grateful to be spending this time with you, and today we are going to get into the quantum crumble, which is a super potent point where you realize that everything is breaking down, but really you're breaking through. But first, of course, you can always take part in the offerings that I have down below in the show notes. My free guide, Slay Shame to Be Magnetic as Fuck, is going to take you through all of the depths of your shadows and bringing them into light and why this is important. And if you want to go even deeper, The Descent is my 33-minute guided journey through the seven gates of your underworld into your subconscious to bring you into relationship and acknowledgement of what is hiding in those depths, reclaim your lost magic, and bring all of that out into the light so that you are brighter and shinier and more strong and stable in who you are and in how you want to show up in the world. These are always available to you, always in my show notes. And if you're a little bit of the witchy persuasion, we are going into the season of the witch. This is September when this is being recorded. And the doors for Way of the Witch, my beautiful online virtual coven with Saged, is open until October 1st. This is where we explore all of the magic of witchcraft and psychology and bringing these shadows to light. And this season's theme, as you would have it, is shadow alchemy, which I am so stoked for. We're going to invoke Hecate. We're going to do witchcraft and practice rituals that are ancient and bring them into the modern world so that you can practice witchcraft as a modern human. This is open to all humans of all walks of life, of all skill and experience levels in this craft with an open heart and a hunger for magic. So if this is you, go down into the show notes, join the coven before October 1st, and you'll travel for 3 months with us into the season of magic, the season of the witch, and the season of darkness. Let's get into it. I am so excited to dive into this topic. This is not only timely for everything that's going on, it seems collectively, as we are between eclipses right now, we are moving into the latter half of the year where things really start to culminate and to have this cumulative feel for the whole year coming together. And these last 4 months of the year can sometimes feel a little bit urgent. We are indoctrinated with September feeling like we're supposed to be going back to school, even if you haven't been in school for decades like myself. And there's this palpable shift of energy from going from summer into fall, but not to mention all of that, we have so much going on in astrology. Pop back to my last episode, The Life-Altering Astrology of 2025, to get a deep dive into what is going on right now. But as we are in this, we are in between eclipses. This is a space of deep transformation, but can also feel like you're crumbling. This quantum crumble is truly where you have your breakdown before your breakthrough. And if it feels like your life is falling apart, it's quantum crumbling into place. This is when the universe rips away what can't come with you. So it feels like you're truly losing all of these most comfy pieces that you have come to identify with. And it could be really disorienting and be in this space where you're just like, what the actual fuck is going on? So what is a quantum crumble? It's when structures, identities, or patterns you've been living in subtly collapse because they can't hold the new frequency of what you're stepping into. And this can happen all at once. It's the Tower card in the tarot, which we talked about a couple episodes ago. It's this feeling of everything being viciously and immediately ripped away from you with no apparent reason. You might just be walking through your life, la-di-da, having a great time, just doing the things, going through the motions, and boom, this opportunity, or this relationship, or this travel, something comes in to shake everything up. And it feels like chaos. These endings are simultaneous beginnings, but the endings are so big because we don't know what the beginning is. A beginning is hard to identify sometimes. It just kind of happens. But the endings, there's a gravestone. There is a moment where it was and then it wasn't. And this being stripped bare, this is your reality reorganizing itself at the deepest level. We live in a world of assisted living. We don't want to think about the unknown. Not assisted living in the sense of we live in care homes for the elderly or disabled, but in our daily lives. Everything is predictable and controlled and scheduled, and that's not how the universe works. Alan Watts says, "The only way to make sense out of change is to plunge into it, move with it, and join the dance." That's the crumble. It's an invitation to stop trying to control the uncontrollable and instead let yourself be arranged by mystery. We want to know what's coming, but we can't. We never will. And this mystery, this curiosity of the unknown is super uncomfortable. People go to great lengths to have their days be as predictable as possible. But this isn't where we truly get to experience life. Life happens between the lines, between the meetings, between the times where we are so rigorously scheduled that there's no room for anything to happen or take place. This is not how we were meant to live. We were meant to live with spontaneity and blowing on the wind. And this year's astrology is shaking all of us out of that comfortability, out of these decades-long cycles and lessons and patterns. And again, pop back to my last episode if you want a deep dive on all of this astrology. It isn't personal. The universe isn't out to get you. There's not some vendetta that the universe is going to come and single you out and specifically strip everything away from you. With all of the changes happening in 2025, it's the degree of pure creation. This is where you are truly being led, maybe kicking and screaming, into a new reality, into something that you're asking for, but you may be a little afraid to show up for. It might be a little scary to actually do the thing, go to the place that you are so longing to embody and to experience. But this is why we have 2025. This is why it is so beautiful to adopt the perspective of enjoying whatever the fuck is gonna happen. The fuck around and find out energy of 2025 is major. And it requires you to trust. And trusting in the unknown is really scary. It could be really hard when you have lived a life of predictability, when you have everything scheduled out and you haven't left a lot of room for things to come in and surprise you, or for you to surprise yourself. And to give you a little story, as I love to do, this happened to me on an epic scale back in 2012 and 2013. It was a time where I thought that everything was happening to me instead of for me, until very soon I realized that this was all beautifully orchestrated so that I could take this step into the unknown. In 2012, I didn't know much about astrology. I had started dabbling. I worked somewhere where I was in the fashion industry with the job that took me to India, where my boss was very into astrology. And so I started learning a lot more about it. But I still was like very fringe, only knew my sun sign. And even at that, couldn't tell you much about what it all meant. But in 2012, I felt a palpable shift. And this was when I truly started moving at a different pace and wanting different things and being really unwilling to let go of what I didn't want, even though I knew it wasn't good for me. But I truly felt like the universe was shredding my life into smithereens. It turns out the cosmos was literally rebuilding across our skies. In 2012, Uranus and Pluto were in a tensioned square, flipping structures inside out, and a perfect storm of eclipses and planetary conjunctions cracked the script so deeply that I had no choice but to rewrite mine. My personal collapse was a cosmic collapse too. And maybe that's the point of the quantum crumble. Reality breaking open so a new order can seed. And this also happened to be right before my Saturn return. A couple years, but still, I was like already in that pre-return phase where things were really starting to rattle and roll, and I was looking for a handhold anywhere I could, but it was not an option. I had to ride the ride. And it affirmed that I was indeed on the wrong path. And in 2012, maybe you remember, this is when there was so much talk about the Mayan long count calendar ending. This was 1-2-2-1-1-2 on December 21st, 2012. And this was a pivotal point in time. And I happened to be on Mayan land on this date in Central America at the end of a 4-month-long adventure with a previous partner. And I was losing it. I had wanted this relationship to work. I was trying with all of my might to hang on to the old, to what was comfortable, but ultimately not healthy and not aligned. I tried and tried to make this relationship work. I pestered this company that I wanted to work for when I returned to let me work for them and run their wholesale division. I was doing so much to commit to living in the States when everything inside of me during this 4-month trip around all of Central America was telling me otherwise. I was all in. I got back at the end of 2012. I was thinking, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to make this relationship work. We're going to move in. I'm going to get this job at this company, and it's just going to happen. I was forcing it. I was muscling it. I was pushing this square peg into a star-shaped hole. It was not going to fit. 2013 was the year that broke me so wide open. The relationship ended. I moved out. The job that I had essentially forced them to give me, the whole company closed. I lost the job. Everyone lost their jobs. I had no idea where I was going to live, no idea where I was going to work or how I was going to make money. Really, this deep desire to not live in the States, but I was still trying to make it work. Until one day, my dad called me. He had just gotten off the phone with a client. He was a real estate agent. And she was younger, and she had sold a home with him, and my dad, being the amazing human and Gemini that he was, he would just call people and chat and shoot the shit and say, how are you? Previous clients, just staying in touch. He was an incredible, incredible networker, a very social human, and always wanting to have a deep connection. So he talked to this woman for a long time. She was moving to Spain to teach English. He had just sold her house. He didn't know where she was going to go or land, but he was checking in with her. He calls me and he says, I don't want to even tell you this, but I know I have to because I know it's what's right for you. This is my dad being my soul's guide on this planet. Just one of the many, many examples. And he said, she's moving to Spain to teach English. And I think it's really what you should be doing. I think this is what you want to do. I'd previously traveled to Spain and France on a 2-week study abroad trip when I was at ASU. And he knew that I wanted this. I couldn't admit it to myself because I thought I had to be responsible. I thought I had to do all of these things that I didn't really want to do, but society told me that I did. But now that I was off track for marriage, with this relationship ending, this was an easier decision. Now that I was off track for the career that I thought I was building in fashion and wholesale coming off the rails yet again, all signs pointed to just fucking go, like just let yourself do it. So I got off the phone with him in absolute tears, signed up to get my TEFL, my Teach English as a Foreign Language certificate, started my online classes, and moved 2 months later. This all happened so fast, and what I thought was a complete end to the reality that I knew, which it was, my job, my relationship, my home, all ended immediately. At the same time, within the same couple weeks, this was such a shift into a whole new opportunity and reality, but I had to let myself do it. And what my dad gave me was permission. Not permission from him, I was 27 at the time. Permission from myself to want this, to do this. And once I made the decision, everything fell into place so quickly at light speed because I moved into this frequency. Because I allowed myself to think, huh, what if? So I sold most of what I owned, which honestly wasn't much, put the rest in my parents' garage, booked a one-way ticket to Spain with nothing but a backpack and a dream. I moved to Granada, which is in the southern part of Spain, up in the mountains. I didn't know anyone. I didn't have a job. I wasn't even done with my teaching certificate when I left. I was just like, I'll figure it out. It'll be fine. And I was in full trust into the unknown. I even used my pendulum to choose which date I would move. I was deeply in my body. And because of this, everything started changing. I became lactose intolerant, which was very strange. I had been briefly while I was younger, and then it went away for decades. And then it came back. My body was intolerant to dairy, and a lot of other things started popping up. So when I moved, I wiped my slate so completely clean and changed absolutely everything that I stopped using conventional toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo, conditioner, lotion, makeup. I didn't wear makeup for 2 years. I didn't even blow dry my hair the whole time that I lived in Spain. And I had wonderful relationships, and I had entire romances with men that were fully with me, completely bare, in the sense that I didn't have a makeup mask on. I didn't have anything that I did in the States. I showed up completely wrong, completely me. I totally rewrote who I was, and I began writing. I published my first blog, Good Morning Flamingo. Ooh, she still makes my little skin tingle. And landed my first paid writing gig alongside teaching English as a second language. I fully believe that because I honored and respected the quantum crumble and I leapt with no plan, with no safety net, with knowing no one, only trusting in myself, that I was so handsomely rewarded with the dream life that I craved, that I needed in Spain. That's not to say it wasn't without challenge and a bit of struggle here and there, of course. But while I was there, the person that I allowed myself to become was who my soul was yearning to be. This is when I caught a glimpse of myself in a mirror as I was leaving a private lesson teaching English, and I stopped myself in my tracks and I was like, oh, I am the woman of my dreams. I saw myself in this embodied state, just looking like a badass in a foreign country. No one that I knew or loved back home knew where I was. No one knew what I was doing. Of course, I kept up with my parents and my friends, but at that time, I was just untethered, and I was becoming who I wanted to be. And it wasn't like I got to move to this foreign country where I knew no one and got to be whoever I wanted to be. I got to be who I actually was. It was being home, being surrounded by the people who had expectations, by the life that was being written for me that kept me away from who I really was. And so I got to become myself. And when I came home, I was more aligned and more powerful and more driven than ever. Just a year after landing back in Spain, or back in the States from living in Spain, I co-founded my first company, which blew up so quickly and showed me that everything was possible. And then it imploded and it showed me that everything was always within me, that I didn't need that to be me. And it set the foundation for the rest of my life, this quantum crumble in 2012 and 2013. And now, gosh, how long is this now? 12 years later, which is insane. I am still pulling from what that showed me. I am still going back to those lessons like, okay, this past few years has been another crumble, and I can't quite tell you what I've gotten out of it yet because I'm still really in it. You're listening to part of it. This is a product of my quantum crumble of 2020, really, until 2024. Especially 2022, 23, 24, but this is a product of that, and this is going to turn into something that we'll talk about soon, I'm sure. But if you're crumbling right now, hang on. Keep being true to yourself, even if that means doing things you've never done before, especially if that means doing things you've never done before, because you will be rewarded. And fortune favors the brave. I kept repeating that to myself when I moved. When I was sitting on the plane all by myself with just a backpack because I was flying standby thanks to my uncle who's a captain for Delta. So your girl flew in first class. Ooh. I was still scared and shaking, but like trusting. This trust has developed into something that I have within me. And I will admit that I lost a bit between the years of 2022 to 2024. Forgot that I could trust myself, forgot how to trust myself. And this was just a reminder that I could do it. And I was in a phase of change. I was in a transition. And this is written about in quantum physics. These phase transitions, they happen when matter can no longer stay stable in its old form, like ice melting into water, water boiling into steam. A quantum crumble is your inner phase transition. Your ice life melting because you're evolving into steam. You are becoming something different, something new, something that you have never been before. And so it's fucking scary. And psychology backs us up too. Post-traumatic growth research shows that breakdown often precedes breakthrough. I can attest to that firsthand. And people who embrace the collapse phase come out with stronger meaning, clarity, and purpose. Listen to me. Trust in this. This crumble isn't punishment, it's preparation. You've done nothing wrong. You're just not on the right path. It's the demolition before the reconstruction. This is what it can feel like. Disorientation and nothing feeling stable. Old coping mechanisms stop working. Synchronicities and symbols show up everywhere. A song, numbers, feathers. Someone calling you right when you were thinking about them. Someone texting you about an opportunity that you were really wanting to have come in your life. Big endings, relationships, jobs, identities, homes. Maybe you've moved. Feeling disoriented, like time is weird. Or you're just like out of sorts and you're not understanding what is real and what isn't. And did you dream that, or are you having deja vu, or did it really happen? Like, what is going on? Or emotions swinging from grief to exhilaration and crying over a commercial, or just crying and releasing. When the universe is rearranging you, it looks like chaos, but it's actually choreography. You just can't see it yet. You're not at that bird's eye view. You're in it. So it looks crazy. But when you start moving out of it, and when you start expanding so that you can see it for what it is, you realize that this is such a dope part of life, because you are getting to rewrite everything and you're doing it in co-creation with the universe. And the universe is mirroring yourself back to you. What you've secretly been wanting is actually going to happen. It's not like the universe is conspiring in your favor. The universe is neutral. It doesn't single people out and say, you're ready for an upgrade, I choose you. the universe is mirroring back to you what you are giving it. So if you're working in a job that you hate, if you're in a relationship that really doesn't serve you or is straight up abusive, and you're wanting something inside of yourself that is opposite from that, that is manifestation. You don't have to have it on your vision board. You don't have to do the 369 principle and write it all day. You don't have to do affirmations in the mirror and tell yourself that it's coming. All you have to do is want it and move out of where you are. We're going to get into all of this in a whole manifestation episode because I'm going to crack this shit open and probably ruffle some feathers on my ideas about manifestation. But we're going to get into it, and that's coming. But let's focus on the quantum crumble and why we resist it and why we don't need to. The human need for certainty is hardwired, right? We have evolved with this need for knowing what is going to happen because that's safety. And psychologists like Daniel Gilbert, the author of Stumbling on Happiness, have shown our brains are wired to create predictive models of the future. When life stops matching the model, it feels unsafe, so we resist. Just like farmers can predict the seasons, we have this predictability in nature that is always coming, right? We have these cycles and seasons that we can depend upon, but there is so much in between that that we just can't predict. We have no fucking clue what's gonna happen. And this neuroscience of control, studies show that the brain's anterior cingulate cortex shows up bright light when expectations are violated. That's why uncertainty feels like physical, actual pain, because you are activating a part of your brain that does not expect this, and it triggers it, a literal trigger. But surrendering actually calms the nervous system, like mindfulness meditations, transcendental meditations. And on a quantum level, uncertainty is built into the fabric of reality. Change is the only constant in the universe. You can't know position and momentum at the same time. The universe itself doesn't offer perfect control. It is somewhat random and unpredictable. If uncertainty is cosmic law, resisting it just creates extra suffering. Flowing with it is what allows you to realize how reality actually works. If you're fighting to hold on still when the universe wants to move, you're going to be rattled and you're going to think that the universe is out to get you. But it really isn't. This quantum collapse in quantum mechanics is an incredibly crazy thing to actually comprehend. Particles exist in superposition, which means multiple possibilities at once, until they're observed, like the double slit experiment. The act of observation changes the outcome. The wave collapses into a single point, the particle. And this is just from consciousness, from observation. And that's your life in the portal. The infinite potential collapsing into new form once you start observing it. This is such a major time to realize that you're not being punished. You're being pushed, and pushing can feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm a Taurus. If you rush me, I am not going to be happy about it. I go at my own time. We will get there. It will happen. It will get done. It will get done well. But I am going to do it on my own time. The second you push and rush me, I dig my heels into the ground. My stubborn ass starts saying, nope, just because you started rushing me. Ask my husband. He can confirm. And it's just not going to work. So if you feel super uncomfortable in this place of being pushed, I get it. I feel you. It's not fun. But what it is leading you to is alchemy. This is you reorganizing and becoming something different. Just like stars must collapse before they explode into supernovas and seed galaxies with an explosion of life, our personal collapses scatter the elements of our next creation. The void isn't empty, it's a laboratory. It's where everything and nothing coexist simultaneously. This is where you're coding your next script from. all of the possibilities you can't see are all happening all at once. So what the fuck do you do with this, right? What do you do? How do you move through this? How do you know what to actually let go of? Identify one current disruption. This could be, like, for me, example, when my body started becoming lactose intolerant amidst my whole life changing. That was a disruption that was pointing me to focus more on my body and listen deeper and not just do things that I'd always done. And that led me to stop using shampoo and conditioner and all of the other things that I listed. And my body was so happy about that. But maybe your current disruption is a job that you just hate, a boss that you're butting heads with, a partner that you just can't see eye to eye with, something that is friction, that is pushing, that is showing you that this does not feel good and it's not just a point of growth. This is actually dimming your light and keeping you away from yourself. So think about what it's teaching you. What is this illuminating for you? Okay, so you hate this job. You can't stand another moment in there. If that's not what you want, then what do you want? What does the opposite look like so that you can move into, okay, I know what I don't want, and I know that for sure. But if that's a no, then what's a yes? And what's a fuck yes? What's a full body yes to the point where I am titillated and covered in excitement and my skin is electric like there's lightning under my skin? What is that yes for you if this is your no? And then take one small step to support that change instead of resisting it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be scary. But what I've learned is that you need 10 seconds to get whatever you need to say out of your mouth. Just get it out. Take that fear, and then it's done, and then it's out, and you can deal with whatever is coming. But staying somewhere that doesn't work is only going to create more things that don't work, and they're going to start bleeding into other parts of your life. And then create a space for stillness. This could be walking, meditating, journaling, listening to music, staring at the wall. I'm a big proponent for staring at the wall in silence. This is when a lot of my greatest processing times have been done. But this stillness is so necessary if you're constantly distracting yourself with social media, with YouTube videos, with TV, with talking to friends, with reading. Like, reading is not stillness just because your body is still. You need time to process, and all of these distractions are muting what you actually know. They're taking you out of your intuition, and they're making you think that your intuition is anxiety and that you just don't really know what the fuck is going on. And it's bringing you into this place of distrust. And the more that your intuition thinks you don't trust me, the quieter your intuition is going to get. The more that you trust your intuition and act on what your intuition is telling you, it's like a muscle. It's going to build. It's going to grow. It's going to become something that guides your life. Your true inner compass is going to be revealed when you allow yourself to be in communication with your intuition. Every tiny step is a breadcrumb out of the portal. Whether you need to start that company, open that website, have that conversation, make that move, start doing something in that direction. You don't need to figure it all out all at once. I think a lot of people get really overwhelmed, like, okay, this quantum crumble is making me restart my entire life, and now I have an entire life to rewrite. It's like, yes, and you can do that in baby steps. You don't have to do it all at once, and it's not expected of you to do that either. What the universe is mirroring back to you is what you're ready for. That doesn't mean it's going to be without struggle and nights where you're crying and breaking down and thinking, what have I done? When I first moved to Spain, it was freezing. I moved into the mountains. I had no clue. I'm coming from Arizona, where, like, there's really two seasons, hot and less hot. I was not prepared with the clothes that I brought in my backpack, and I was walking from class to class over 3 miles a day all over the city just to make a few bucks, just to get my feet wet. And there was a point where I literally thought, standing in the rain, moving from my fourth to fifth class of the day, thinking, what have I done? What have I done? I hate this. I don't want to be doing this. It's freezing. I'm wet. I'm tired. My feet are blistered from walking all over this town, from schlepping from one place to the next to make 15, 20 bucks an hour. Granted, the cost of living was very low where I was living. But I was still like, what the fuck? This isn't what I signed up for. But I had to work for it. I had to work myself up to get to the place where I actually wanted to be. That first 6 months in Spain, I hustled so hard. I was teaching kids, which I hated. I really did not want to do that. I love kids. I want kids. But I don't want to teach little kids English who would much rather be out playing soccer or playing on the merry-go-round or doing literally anything else but sitting in a room with a teacher learning English, learning the color purple, right? I hated it. And I just thought, this is boot camp. I knew while I was doing it, this is boot camp. I took the summer off from teaching. I traveled around Spain. I did a whole bunch of awesome stuff. I came back to Granada and I got my dream job being really well paid, teaching adults who were learning for work or for travel, who really wanted to be there, who had the conviction to learn English, and we had a blast. And I walked half the amount. I mean, I still walked everywhere, but I wasn't going from class to class to class to class to private lesson. I started doing private lessons online because I set the intention that my American bank account is dwindling and I'm being paid in cash. I need to have money going into my bank account so I can pay the bills that I have going on in the States, my student loans, a bunch of other things. And I created that. So I had to put in that 6 months of what have I done to get, oh, this is it. This is it, where I would walk out of my door and just be excited to go and to learn and to teach. So just because you're starting something new, that doesn't guarantee that it's going to be all sunshine and rainbows and unicorns flying through the air and you getting all of the things that you want immediately. It's probably honestly going to be the opposite of that for a little bit. But the trust, the determination, the devotion is where you actually see the magic happen. And I am so happy I stuck it out. I am so happy I didn't turn around and go back because life was hard and I got mugged and I didn't want to be walking all over the city at all hours of the day, teaching class until 10:30 at night. But that time that I put in, that showed myself and the universe at large that I was ready, that I was here, that I was devoted, invested in this journey. And then I was so handsomely rewarded for the rest of the time that I lived in Spain. It was a dream because I went all in. So again, these crumbles aren't punishments, they're invitations. The universe doesn't rip things away to hurt you. It clears the path for what's next. And that path, you might have to chop down with a machete. You might get bit by a scorpion or a bunch of bugs or get cut by a thorn on one of the branches that you're cutting down. But if you keep going, you keep cutting through that forest, you keep your machete, aka intuition, sharp. At the end of that path is going to be what you were wanting, what you were looking for, this glorious opening into this giant lake with sun shining and water glittering and just this beautiful reward. Manifestation isn't just plopping in your lap, and quantum crumbles can lead to you, quote unquote, manifesting your deepest desires. But that doesn't mean that it's just going to happen for you because you let shit go. So even though it's uncomfortable to let go of what's old, the more you hang on to that, the less you are going to get what you actually want, and you're going to inhibit this quantum crumble from truly delivering what it wants to bring and what is inevitable if you just trust. You can easily stay in the old patterns, in the old places, in the old relationships, in the old job, in the old house. That's literally crumbling. Or you can let it all go and take a risk and bet on yourself. and show yourself what you can do. Because I guarantee it's way more than you thought you could. It's way more than you ever think that you're possible of doing, that you're capable of doing. And then you surprise yourself and you're like, oh shit, look at that. Look what I just did. Look what I just allowed. Look what I overcame. Look at the stories and beliefs that I rewrote in my own experience because I allowed myself to go somewhere different in my own life. I showed myself that I'm not only this, I can be so much more. You are a disco ball. There are so many facets on you, so many facets that express and experience and reflect different parts of you. You're not any one thing. You're never only going to be just one thing. So when it's time to change, change. Let it happen. This is not the end of your story. It's the page turn. You're not falling apart. You're being rewritten into alignment with who you've been becoming all along, with who you've actually been begging to be. This is happening right now. So this week, name one area of your life that feels like it's crumbling. And instead of asking, why is this happening to me? What did I do to deserve this? Ask, what is this opening up for me? Where is this leading me? What is this illuminating? And write it down and breathe into it and treat it as a sacred portal, because that's what it is. The void isn't empty. It's pulsing with possibility. And when you trust the crumble, you don't just survive the collapse. You become the architect of what rises after. Thanks for diving into the void with me. If today lit something up in you or cracked something open, follow the show and leave a review so we can magnetize more shame slayers and shadow sparklers into this world. Want more? Step through the portal at lovelightandblackholes.com. That's where the wild magic lives. Until next time, dance with your darkness like it's your favorite song, and watch the whole universe light up.